Okay. I've just got to weigh in on a little bit more of this. It's the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It is, oh, wow, sorry. I need to back away from the microphone a little bit. It is 6:39 Eastern Standard Time, 5:39 Central Time, where I am in Dallas, Texas at the moment. And I am, it is February 9th, 2023. Just so we all know where we are here. I am actually recording this early in the morning. Just got to talk about some of the stuff that happened on the, I was kind of doing a live recorded, or I guess in real time, review of the president's speech. I think it was it Wednesday night? I think it was actually Tuesday evening. I was doing a, I posted the podcast Tuesday evening, actually. I meant to post it so that it would go out there on, like, delay the posting until the morning. However, I did not do that. I posted it that night. So yesterday there wasn't actually a show that I posted, but today there will be a show this morning if I can get all this done in time. I have I have to get over to the office here pretty early this morning, but tomorrow morning there may or may not be a live show. It probably will not be a live show. I would not count on it at this point. I probably will be, all I'm going to do is, I'm probably just going to record it possibly this evening or tomorrow morning. I'm hoping to be home tomorrow night. That's the plan. And if that all goes well, I'll be home for a few weeks, so I'll be able to do the show on a regular schedule every morning. And, of course, have the live shows on Friday. This is the show where I tell you what's in my cup. And this morning I don't have a cup. I have a bottle of water. That's all I have. Actually, I forgot to fill up my bottle of water, so now I'm kind of in a, I have a almost empty bottle of water here this morning. I have a lot of thoughts about some of the things that happened during the speech. One of the things, and I recorded this, I don't know if it's actually going to show up on my, sometimes these things don't show up on my my folders here. I recorded this on my iPhone, so we'll see if this actually shows up in my queue. I should have checked this before I started the show. However, this is the show where I also tell you that I am not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm not a, I'm not into prestidigitation. It's a big word. I'm not because I can't spell it. I can't do it because I can't spell it. And I'm also not an engineer or a doctor or lawyer, epidemiologist, financial counselor of any kind. None of those things. However, I do have a phone that tends to go off once in a while, especially this hour in the morning when my wife is trying to get in touch with me. Here's my photos. Let's see if it's in here. It's probably not in here. Not at this point. What's going on here? Why can I not see it? Yeah, it's not there. What's that? That's a screenshot, but I don't think that's. Let's go to my library. Just get everything. No, it's still not in there. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what that one is. That's interesting. I think this is the one that I had recorded earlier of something else. Let's see what it is. Yeah, that's nothing. All right, that needs to be deleted, I guess. Yeah, so my photos have not. I do have it recorded, however, on my phone. So let me see if I can play this, and hopefully it'll pick up okay. I have some thoughts about this whole thing. Now, at one point, Joe Biden was talking about, you need to vote for my, comprehensive immigration reform. Comprehensive, when you hear those terms, comprehensive immigration reform, even when they just say immigration reform, on the left, this is the way they do things. They've always done things this way. They redefine things. Now, the other day, there was a young lady, it might have been Lauren, what's her name? She was being interviewed. She's kind of kicked off social media for a while, and then all of a sudden, now she's being kind of vindicated on some of the things that she said that had happened. I think she's back on social media again. However, she was vilified because of her opinions, for her opinions on the election in 2016, 2020. And so she was, of course, taken off the scene, And she got into other, you know, alternative social media areas where she had some platforms. Parler was she was very popular in Parler, and then of course Parler got yanked by the AWS system because they are a bunch of communists there as well. So they not necessarily communists, I'd say Marxists. And that gets into this other issue. I want to talk a little bit about some of this, the things that people throw around. Marxist, you're a Marxist, you're a communist, you're a, you know, socialist, whatever. The whole idea of collectivism from a top-down governmental system, when it is imposed upon people, always starts out as this, everybody's going to be taken care of, everybody's going to be, you know, have free money. No, you're being bought. You're being purchased. You're becoming a slave. You don't have independence. Now, the problem with independence and liberty, here's the problem. There's a problem with independence, and there's a problem with liberty. And the left even has said it. Obama was famous for sneaking it in once in a while and taking digs at it because of this. Here's the problem with independence and liberty. It also comes with a lot of responsibility. That's the problem. People don't want responsibility. They don't want accountability. They want free stuff and then just go on about their lives and have their own way. Somebody else should take care of me from cradle to grave. I should be able to do whatever I want, but I'm going to be taken care of from cradle to grave. It doesn't work that way, folks. Life just doesn't work that way. Somebody has to milk the cows. Somebody has to fix the stuff you break. Somebody has to build the stuff you buy. And it's just not going to work if everybody just, oh, I don't have to work. I get taken care of either way. That's just the way life is, folks. But if you want to sell yourself out to this whole issue, this whole thing. Now, you know, I just saw this advertisement just popped up on the television over there about thanking Joe Biden for all he's done for us. Thank Joe Biden for all he's done. Call this number. Thank Joe Biden for all he's done for us. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to work out really well. Especially when you see that advertisement on Fox News. That's going to be great. Now, I'm going to play this. This is something that that Joe said during the State of the Union address. And you have to understand where these people come from. Think of all the things that they've done in the last few years. I might have even mentioned this the other night. When they talk about comprehensive immigration, this is why we need comprehensive immigration reform. You need to sign the bill I just proposed to secure the border. No, he's not going to secure the border. They're going to change the definition. I wish I could remember the name of the young lady that was being interviewed. She made this statement, and it's absolutely 100% correct. It's a point that I've been trying to make for years. They just changed the definition. Vaccine doesn't work. They just changed the definition of a vaccine. It does exactly what a vaccine is supposed to do. It just doesn't protect you from getting it. It doesn't protect you from spreading it. It's just, you know, you just won't go to the hospital. You won't die, but not as many will die. That's not the definition of a vaccine. That's not what we thought of. When everybody thought of a vaccine, they thought, okay, you're vaccinated, you're immune. That's not the case. I got shouted down by people when I said natural immunity is better than a vaccine. I got shouted down by people who were smarter than me when I said that. And now they're finally admitting again, and Anthony Fauci is on record stating that very thing. But there's been no apology. There's been no, gee, Kevin, I know we said this, but I guess you were right. No, that doesn't happen. It's infuriating sometimes when you think about it. So they want to change the definition of immigration. Well, we've reduced the number of people at the border, of illegal immigration, because we process them all. See, if they process them, it's not illegal. Well, you've been processed. So now it's not, you're no longer an illegal immigrant. You've gone through the process system. We've turned back 98% of the illegal border crossings. Well, they're not illegal if they claim asylum. See how they're doing that? They're just redefining the process. It's all based on smoke and mirrors, lies, numbers, just theater. That's why they're not concerned about the border. The border's secure. When Mayorkas comes out there and says, well, the border's secure. We're just counting them as they come in. We're processing them. They're not illegal anymore. It's a secure border. See, this is what they want. This is what they want, and this is what they call comprehensive immigration reform. They want to just let everybody in. They want to change the law to have an open border and just let anybody in. And that gets rid of our illegal immigration issue. I heard John Stossel ask Mike Pompeo this the other day. Well, if we legalize drugs, then we'll get rid of the drug lords. We'll get rid of the black market. This is a utopian ideology. I hear people in the libertarian movement say this all the time. I totally disagree with this idea. Well, if we just make murder illegal, then we've eliminated murder. There's no more murder anymore because it's not illegal anymore. We're going to call it something else. Wrongful termination. It's not murder. It's just wrongful termination. And that's not illegal. That's legal actually now. So now you're not breaking the law. So all these murderers are going to get out of prison. We don't put anybody in prison for murder anymore because nobody murders because it's just wrongful termination. You see how that works? You just change the definition, change the terms, and all of a sudden it goes away. This is much like the drug issue. Well, we just make everything legal, just like marijuana. Now you don't have any problems with it anymore. You don't see people growing their own marijuana. You don't see marijuana on the black market anymore, do you? No, now you see fentanyl. Well, just make fentanyl legal. Oh, that's a great idea. Fentanyl's killing people. Overdoses in the tens of thousands. And if we just make it legal, that'll take care of the problem. Sudafed is legal. What do people do with that? With that, among many other chemicals, they make crack with it. Well, just make crack legal. It doesn't help the problem. You see, we need to make it more difficult. Some things that are bad for us, we need to make more difficult. That's what it amounts to. So, as we go through the process of immigration reform, this is what we now see. He makes it sound like we just need more money. So, they need more money to let more people through because they need the tools to protect the border. We had a method for protecting the border. It was called a wall, and you stopped building it. It amazes me that they can get away with this kind of rhetoric. And I think that's why Senator Lee and some of the others that were during the SCOTUS, if you looked at the faces of some of the Republicans, they're just shaking their head going, what in the world is he talking about? How does he get away with saying these things? Well, first of all, he's just reading a teleprompter. He doesn't even understand what he's saying. For instance, let's talk about his little discussion with Nancy Pelosi, about Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi. Here's what he had to say. This is really amazing to me, actually, by the way, that he can get away with this. Because after the fact, we all know, well, maybe people who listen to MSNBC and CNN don't know this, This guy who attacked Paul Pelosi was not in any way, shape, or form a right-wing January 6th insurrectionist. because he used the same term. Where's Nancy? That's all you have to do is say, where's Nancy? And now you're an insurrectionist. Amazing to me. Here it is. Here he is talking about this. And this is how he weaves this into his speech.
With democracy, everything's possible. Without it, nothing is. The last few years, our democracy has been threatened and attacked, put at risk, put to the test in this very room on January the 6th.
Ah, bingo, hit that bingo card.
Just a few months ago.
This is Robert Gouveia.
Big lie. Assailant unleashed a political violence, the home of the then Speaker of the House of Representatives. Using the very same language the insurrectionists used as they stalked these halls and chanted on January 6th. Here tonight in this chamber is a man who bears the scars of that brutal attack, but is as tough and as strong and as resilient as they get. My friend Paul Pelosi, Paul Stanley.
So, as you can see, he weaves this idea into his speech, making it sound like the same people, the same kind of people who attacked Paul Pelosi. He's as tough and as resilient as they get. I don't think so. I wouldn't equate Paul Pelosi with a Navy SEAL, with a Delta Force person, anybody in the military for that matter. I'm glad he recovered. I'm sorry that he had a violent attack on his head. Nobody should have gone through that. But it was not equated with January 6th. That is absolutely and utterly disgusting and despicable that he would use that. This is the same way they used Officer Sicknick's body to lay in state in the rotunda after January 6th. He laid there. They used his dead body to promote their big lie of this insurrection that happened on January 6th, and this bloody insurrection where these violent individuals tried to take over the country. Tried to take over the... No. That's not what they were trying to do. They were mad about the election. It got out of hand. There were provocateurs involved. This is all well known. Ray Epps was an inside Fed, and everybody knows it. He's being protected. And there were more of them than just him. There was more going on there than just him. So I leave you with that this morning as my bumper music starts to kick in. I'd like to thank you for listening, folks. Thank you for praying for our nation. Thank you for taking the time to care. And if you're listening to this show, you probably do care. And I appreciate that. So thanks again, folks. Have a great day. Have a great weekend if you don't hear from me tomorrow, this evening. But I plan on having a show, something about tomorrow's show probably at some point. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Take care.